Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Last week, we talked about the king of the Chesapeake Bay, the mighty rockfish. But lest we think it all begins and ends with the good old striped bass, let's remember there are quite a few other fish in the sea. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino is one of Baltimore's most creative chefs. You've made it a point to work with these forgotten fish.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, rockfish is king, there's no doubt, and it's delicious. But it there's some other fish that, and I particularly like, a lot, and the first one we'll talk about is bluefish.
Yeah.
But I think it gets such a bad name in Maryland.
It's associated with oiliness, but can that be dispelled?
Yeah, because I think freshly caught bluefish is a very nice treat. I mean, I think just pan-fried with some capers and lemon, it's lovely. But I do really enjoy, I see a lot of people doing it with smoke.
No kidding.
Like, so smoked bluefish, you know, the whole sides. And one of my favorite preparations is just a heavy slathering of crushed black peppercorn and lemon zest. And then cold smoked, you know, for almost an hour until we get just this lovely sort of rich, smoky, delicious fish that goes great with, you know, horseradish cream sauce, you know, on some brown toast. And it's really a delicious treat. But I think you should look for and try to find some fresh just bluefish and give it a try, because it's unfortunate that people associate it with being sort of murky and oily in taste, because I only find that happens when it's not super fresh.
Right.
Another one that's kind of fun because it's become an invasive species is the blue catfish.
Yes.
So this is a fish that's been introduced into the bay and is now on sort of the invasive species list with no limit onto how much you can catch.
Catch at will.
And these things can get pretty big. They've certainly taken over a lot of the tributaries and rivers that feed into the bay. But I find it a cleaner taste than sort of what people associate with catfish from, let's say, like Louisiana.
Right.
It's a whiter fish. It's almost pinkish when it's raw. And, you know, we talked about a while back fish and chips. It actually makes a lovely fish and chips.
I bet it does.
You know, it's got this great flakiness to it. But again, you know, I think once you get past, like, in your brain, the fact that it's catfish, and everyone associates, again, catfish with being like a muddy, dirty taste, it's not. This blue catfish is a very cool species, and the flavors are delicate, and it cooks really well in all sorts of preparations. It's inexpensive.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of these things, like fish, I think, has gotten a little bit out of hand these days. It's extremely expensive.
Yeah.
You can pick up some blue catfish for the right amount of money and have a great dish.
Anything else?
And then white perch is...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and honestly...
Easy to catch. Easy to catch.
Well, according to the DNR, it's the largest species of fish in the bay. There's a ton of white perch out there. But I think a lot of people just think of them as like a sport fish to throw back. I'm not sure that a lot of people take them home. The dilemma with these fish is that they're relatively bony.
Yeah, they are. And kind of smallish.
They're smallish, but you can get them up to a couple pounds. But, you know, as one waterman told me, they're sweet fish if you don't mind picking the bones out.
That's right.
I mean, they really are tasty. And pan-fried whole white perch, again, are delicious fish. So, I mean, you should go out and try and find these three varieties and give them a shot. I mean, they're obviously not for everyone, but I swear to God, they're really, really delicious in their own right.
Well, we should give them a try. We'll put some recipes on
the website.
Yeah,
we'll definitely put some recipes out.
And let the folks try it at home.
Good.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.